Newsweek is putting new limits on its use of anonymous sources. This week's issue of the magazine contains a letter from the editor-in-chief. In it, Richard Smith apologizes for the now-retracted report on the desecration of the Quran. He also says that Newsweek will redouble its efforts to make sure nothing like it ever happens again. NPR senior news analyst Daniel Schur says the move is part of a trend inside news organizations.
We seem to be in one of those recurrent periods of leak bashing. And since nobody in my profession seems to be standing up for news from anonymous sources, I venture to do so. Do I have a personal interest? You bet. I look back to 1976 when someone leaked to me the complete text of a House committee report on CIA misdeeds which the House had voted to suppress. Leaks are sometimes a form of whistleblowing that expose official misconduct. The father or mother of all leaks, of course, was Deep Throat, Bob Woodward's source that started the Watergate ball rolling towards President Nixon's resignation. The Iran-Contra scandal that put a blotch on the Reagan presidency started with a leak in 1986 to, of all things, a Lebanese newspaper with a source in Iran. It was no surprise that President Reagan once said he felt himself up to his keister in leaks. A leak to Newsweek, intercepted by internet gossip monger Matt Drudge, started the exposure of President Clinton's affair with a White House intern that led to his impeachment. More recently, the exposure of the Abu Ghraib prisoner abuse scandal started from information and pictures from unidentified sources obtained by CBS and investigative reporter Seymour Hersh. Tim Golden of the New York Times obtained the confidential file of an Army criminal investigation of the brutal torture and killing of two Afghan detainees. And last week we learned from an anonymous military officer who spoke to the Times that American military involvement in Iraq could last for many years. As Michael Isakov of Newsweek can tell you, sources can come back and bite you. But sources on the whole have served our republic well. And it would be well not to throw out the leak with the bathwater. This is Daniel Schur.